Delicious meets nutritious in the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each 1 ounce serving of Wonderful Pistachios has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor but want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, perfect for enjoying with family and friends or taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. That's WonderfulPistachios.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 2541, how to create better priorities with your health and wellness strategies for better well-being, both by Brett Gornick and Jason Lobig of livebetterco.org. And I'm Dr. Neil, your very own personal narrator. Happy Saturday and welcome back to another weekend edition of Optimal Health Daily. This is where I read to you from some of the best health and fitness blogs on the web, and always with my commentary at the end. And with that, let's get right to today's two posts as we optimize your life. How to Create Better Priorities with Your Health by Brett Gornick and Jason Lobig of livebetterco.org. Let's first define what we mean by prioritization. Our aim is to create effective health strategies for our goals, then be efficient at them. It's about choosing the right things to focus on, meaning better priorities, then becoming good at executing them. Too many of us struggle to define what the right health markers to focus on might be. For instance, what should our macros be? How much water should I drink? How much should I run? Should I be lifting more? Organic? Supplements? It can be quite overwhelming. The problem usually lies in our nature to want to go specific right away. We want granular answers to complicated questions, trying to be too efficient rather than become habitually effective. It's not an all or nothing game. Usually getting it right most of the time can move the needle on good health forward. We like all or nothing games though, don't we? We like elimination diets, 30-day challenges, and so on. We're wired to think in terms of absolutes. However, your health doesn't work like this. It's a sliding scale of good versus bad, and the scale doesn't reset tomorrow. Whatever you choose to do today will affect how you wake up tomorrow. If you're going to start on Monday, you better hope Sunday was also kind of productive, or else you're starting from a deficit, making it that much harder. Health priorities. Let's start with some health priorities. 1. Nutrition. 2. Exercise. 3. Sleep. 4. Sunshine and nature exposure. 5. Play. 6. Mindset. 7. Community and connection. And 8. Self-development. These 8 areas are a solid framework to begin your review. You've likely set some lofty resolutions this year, and we'll bet at least one of them is health-oriented in some way. Looking to meditate for the first time? See mindset number 6. Trying to read more? See self-development, number 8. Notice that we didn't put a recommended amount or time to any of those areas. Your first step is to simply review all 8 categories and, in your terms, decide where you might be lacking. Better health starts with improving on your weaknesses, not doubling down on your strengths. For instance, you can't make up for poor sleep by working out twice as much. Everyone has a weakness in at least one category relative to the others, and we can all improve in every category. If you're really focused on exercise, what could better nutrition do for your exercise performance? Could improving a mindset of resilience, grit, and focus improve the way you look and feel? Could reading more on your fitness goals help to improve them? What about taking that physical goal outdoors? Once you've got the basics nailed down, then you can work on becoming more efficient with your time, energy, and money. You can improve and develop a new skill until it's working well without it being your primary focus. There are always multiple ways to get better. That's why our business name is Live Better. The process of learning, improving, and adapting never stops. You know what you're good at, but what are you worst at? This is your starting point. Wellness Strategies for Better Well-Being by Brett Gornick and Jason Lobig of livebetterco.org. First, let's start with the most overemphasized part of wellness. It's that this process is somehow all or nothing. You don't have to work out for 60 minutes each time you hit the gym. You don't have to eat healthy or on diet for every single meal. You don't have to meditate for 20 minutes every day. You don't have to get 8 hours of sleep every night. You don't have to drink 128 fluid ounces of water daily. You don't have to be happy all of the time. The goal is to make better decisions more often than not. Simply, it is to make the best choice available over time more often than you don't. Certainly, the more consistent you do this, the better shape you'll be in. A consistent good night's sleep will provide more energy than a consistent 5 hours. In fact, striving for happiness may not be an effective strategy. Happiness seems to find us best when we are in rhythm, focused on our purpose, and making a positive difference for others. We aren't perfect. Your wellness routines won't be either. You'll have off days, down days, and days where you absolutely get your butt kicked. The key is in making tomorrow better than today, dinner better than lunch, and the next breath one filled with gratitude rather than exasperation. To that effect, here are the 4 most underrated daily wellness strategies for better well-being, meaning the low-hanging fruit. Daily wellness strategies for better well-being. 1. Take a 10-minute walk outside. It gets you out of your desk or out of your seat, into nature, into fresh air, and gets you moving. It helps clear the mind and reset our task focus or priority. It creates another stop and start, leading to better memory, task orientation, and productivity. 2. Listen to your favorite song. It's an immediate mood changer. It doesn't matter whether you get up and dance or not, although we think that can help. It takes your focus to something positive and will allow you to reset your mental focus. 3. Text a friend you're thankful for them. Gratitude, that's why. Get out of your own head and make someone else's day. Selfishly, you'll feel really good, and they will too. We have less time than we think with the ones we love. Don't waste a second of it, especially if they're an out-of-town friend. And 4, smile at a stranger and tell them you hope they have the best day ever. This might create the best moment of their day, and we promise if you do this in an elevator, they'll never forget it. We bet you smile pretty big afterwards too. The grand prize is knocking these all out in one swoop. Take a walk, listen to your song, text a friend, and then make a stranger's day. You just listened to the posts titled How to Create Better Priorities with Your Health, and Wellness Strategies for Better Well-Being, both by Brett Gornick and Jason Lobig of livebetterco.org, and I'll be right back with my commentary. When you're hiring, it feels amazing to finally close out a job search, but what if you could get rid of the search and just match? You can with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Dr. Neil here for my commentary. Just the other day, I was feeling a bit down. Nothing major, but was just feeling a bit low. I didn't feel like doing anything. I had already worked out and didn't want to push myself out the door for more activity, because knowing me, if I took a walk outside, that would quickly turn into a jog, which would then lead me to overexercising. I didn't feel like reading or watching TV. My body wasn't telling me it needed a nap. I was just restless and in a sour mood. Once I realized I was in a funk, I made a choice. I could continue to wallow, or I could bring myself out of it. I decided to get myself out of it by doing something that today's authors mentioned in their second article. I decided to send a message to an out-of-town uncle. Now, I did deviate slightly from their advice. I didn't send a text expressing gratitude, but I remembered that my uncle just had surgery, and I never checked in on them. I never asked how the surgery went and how the recovery was going. So, I sent them a text and said that I was thinking about them and hoped that their recovery was going well. They responded, and after some light conversation over text, we thought we should set up a time to actually talk on the phone and connect the next day. And after that little exchange, I immediately found myself in a better mood. So, yeah, these suggestions actually do work. All right, that'll do it for the Saturday episode. I hope you have a great weekend. Thank you so much for being here and listening every day. And I'll be back here tomorrow as usual, where your optimal life awaits.